Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's Pilot Briefing for the week of March 25th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's Pilot Briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
The first indications that the airline pilot hiring numbers are beginning to slow down have come. The number of pilots hired in the first months of 2024 is trending downward. Major airlines hired 1,716 pilots in January and February, down from the pace set in the first 2 months of 2022 and 2023, when 2,082 and 2,256 pilots were hired, respectively. Now, that's according to data compiled by Future and Active Pilot Advisors. Timothy Genk, who's chief advisor and executive editor of Future and Active Pilot Advisors, said carriers were playing pilot hiring catch-up over the last few years. That, along with some forward thinking, filled their classes with more pilots than they would have normally needed. Couple that with equipment issues and delayed orders, and the majors are relaxing their aggressive hiring drive. The Aircraft Electronics Association held its annual trade show last week in Dallas. Many of the product announcements were aimed at the turbine market, but here's one that will intrigue Cirrus pilots. Avadyne Corporation announced it has an STC coming out this year that will enable owners of aircraft equipped with Integra avionics to upgrade those panels to the new Vantage 12 system. This includes two 12-inch displays, a single air data computer, a single magnetometer, the AMX 240 audio panel, the IFD 540 FMS GPS Navcom, or the IFD 440 WAS GPS Navcom, a DFC 90 digital autopilot, and a transponder. Now, if you trade in a core, you'll be looking at approximately $40,000. But that doesn't include installation, but it does come with pre-cut panels and harnesses to simplify the installation. Hey, Florida pilots, and I know there are a lot of you out there. Soon you'll be able to purchase a specialty general aviation license plate, and the proceeds will benefit aviation education scholarships in your state. This is all thanks to the efforts of some passionate Florida pilots who came up with the idea and the design about a year ago. The plate had been approved in the state legislature, and the governor is expected to sign off on it by the end of this month. Pre-sales for the plate will begin October 1st. They need 3,000 sales before a single unit can be produced. So mark your calendars, Florida. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, the air show that is a big part of Michigan's annual National Cherry Festival is in jeopardy this year. Contract negotiations between festival organizers and the Northwest Regional Airport Authority are currently at an impasse after festival organizers refused to sign an agreement by the March 7th deadline, which would have threatened the future of the air show for 2026 and beyond, because of conditions in the agreement that would prevent them from effectively running the event. Now, despite the stalemate, the Airport Authority and the National Cherry Festival organizers have both expressed intentions to continue negotiations to meet an amicable agreement. The 2024 National Cherry Festival will be held from June 29th through July 6th, and the air show, if there is one, will be held June 29th and June 30th. Fingers crossed for you, Michigan. Over in Kentucky, state agencies and the AOPA Foundation You Can Fly program have partnered to develop an aviation job curriculum for schools. The semester-long curriculum includes hands-on activities and projects that build time management skills, customer service skills, and other basics such as resume writing and job interview techniques. Students are given opportunities to practice the workplace skills in a safe and supportive environment. Using real-world scenarios, students are then guided to apply those skills in an aviation environment. The program was created to help meet the current demand of over 2,000 job openings in Kentucky's aviation sector and its looming growth needs. The program is designed to prepare Kentucky youth for airline pilot, commercial drone operator, aerospace engineering, and other aerospace STEM careers. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org, and don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, "Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn." Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.